Welcome to the Live Free Podcast. I'm your host, Michaela Quinn, and I am a mom on a mission to help you launch, grow, and scale a profitable freelance business from home. Join me each week for tangible business advice along with inspiring interviews, all designed to help you mom strong, work smart, and live free. If you are loving this podcast, finding yourself motivated or inspired, learning something new, or just a fan of the show, do me a favor and help me spread the message. Screenshot the episode, add it to your Insta stories, and tag me at Michaela.Quinn. Every share helps me reach more and more moms, and I may just share your share and feature you in my Insta stories too, because together we can take over the world. All right, mama, it's time. Grab your coffee, water, or wine, because we are starting. Hey there, welcome back to another episode of the Live Free Podcast. I am super stoked to have you here and excited to dive into our first quick question episode. Based on feedback from Instagram and your email responses, there's about 50% of you that like shorter episodes and 50% that like longer. So I am going to balance both into the mix. Right now, our longer episodes are all around a topic of landing more freelance clients, and the shorter series is called Quick Freelance Question. For these episodes, I've compiled a list of questions that I get asked repeatedly and will add to the list as they come up. Got one that you want to be covered? Send it to me in a DM on Instagram or an email. Okay, up first in the Quick Freelance Question series is the question, do I need to have an active social media presence to land clients? But before we answer that, let me just give you a friendly reminder that if you are not yet a student of Live Free Academy, I can help you through every stage of starting and growing your business. Inside Live Free Academy, you'll have the full How to Build Freelance Business course with all of the tools and templates so you can get up and ready for clients ASAP. You'll have skills training in the top freelance services. You'll have the most supportive community of freelancers on the internet by your side, plus me, with weekly coaching calls to get that one-on-one support, including job leads and accountability to hit your goals through monthly Land Your First Client challenges, which, not to toot my own horn, but the success rate of these challenges are mind-blowing. So if you want to check out the Live Free Academy and how I can help you, just go to go.michaelaquinn.com/academy and you can check it out. Any questions about the program or if it's a fit for you, just reach out. Email, Instagram, DMs, I'm always here. So let's dive in to this quick question episode and answer this question. The answer is no, with a caveat. Let me explain. So first of all, this isn't even something that I teach inside the Live Free Academy because I don't recommend it in the beginning. And there's a couple of reasons why. Number one, social media management is a time suck and there are faster ways to get clients. So building a social media audience starting from zero and building an audience is going to take a lot of time, energy, and there's just honestly faster ways to get a client. Plus, in the beginning, you are in such a stage of exploration. You're trying to test out different things like, do I want to offer virtual assistant services? Do I want to offer social media or copywriting? Who do I want to work with? Is it online course creators? Do I want to just do general mom business owners altogether? Local chiropractors? Who is it? So in the beginning stage, you're in such a stage of exploration that if you made a decision and like, I want to work with this person and I'm going to spend this time building a social media presence, you know, maybe in a few months, if you've landed a client from even marketing on social media, maybe you change your mind and realize, I don't like this, or I don't want to work with this type of client. Then you've built a social media presence and brand all around a service you don't necessarily want to pursue long term. So I say, no, don't even bother with it in the beginning. And the smartest thing that I ever heard on service providers and freelancers, and if they really need to do all these marketing things that all the gurus and business coaches say you need to do. And the smartest thing that Natalie said was, your marketing efforts should directly reflect the amount of clients you need each month to hit your goals. So, good point to bring up the recurring retainer clients versus project-based work. For those of you that are brand new to the idea of freelancing and you're looking for stability in your freelance business, you're looking to make a steady $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, whatever $1,000 it is per month, each and every month, I'm going to strongly encourage you to focus on having recurring retainer clients. So this would be services like monthly social media management, virtual assistant, monthly podcast management, monthly Pinterest management, monthly copywriting and content writing type projects versus just straight up project-based work like a website design or writing the website of a copy. While those are great projects and great services to offer, and you can have a mix of recurring retainer clients plus project-based work, but if when you're getting started, you're looking for recurring retainer clients, you only need a handful of clients to meet your income goals. And once you land one client, that client typically is a client ongoing for the long term, as long as it remains a good fit for both of you. Now, so that means you land one client, that's income you can count on month in and month out. Second, same thing, third, fourth, and you meet your income goals. You're kind of at this position where you don't necessarily have to spend a ton of time networking anymore. It's never a good idea to completely stop and shut off all of that work, but you don't, if you're booked out and you don't have any more room for new clients, you don't need to spend a ton of time trying to make those continuous connections. So if the caveat is then, if you're not focused on retainer clients and you're focused on doing project-based work, you might want to think about developing your social presence as a way to keep your pool of potential clients full. Now, a lot of times when I answer this question, then I'll get asked, but what if I want to offer social media management? Won't a potential client want to see that I have an active social presence? Not necessarily. And especially if you're starting and your pricing is in the beginner stage, clients know there's no way you have that, right? If you already have experience, but no social presence for your own business, you can speak to the results you've gotten for clients. You can show case studies and the back end analytics and paint the picture of what you're able to do for potential clients besides having one for yourself. Another time I get asked, okay, but what about now? But what about when you're starting to pivot into a more premium service? Do you need one then? Nope. Need? No. Again, if you only need a handful of clients to reach your goals, growing your own social media presence for your business is not required. Could it help? Sure, when you're starting to land those more premium services, but is it needed? Absolutely not. And then the only other time that I recommend, yes, go ahead, work on your social media presence is if you want to. If that gets you excited and that's something you want to work on, then awesome, do it. But is it needed? Absolutely not. What's needed? You need that solid foundation. And again, if you need help here building your solid foundation, Live Free Academy has got you covered. And another podcast episode that you can dive in to learn and refresh your memory on, okay, what do I need for that solid foundation? Check out episode 201 of the podcast and also episode 123 will get you covered. And if you are in the pivoting your business phase, you're trying to grow, you're trying to land more of the higher ticket, more premium clients, just know that the same basics that you used to land your initial client starting out are the same basics that you'll use to land the more higher ticket clients, the same basics. So do you need social media? Nope, not unless you want to, or maybe consider it if you are focusing heavily on project-based work in your freelance business. I never had a social media presence until I started helping freelancers, helping women start their freelance business. When I was doing virtual assistant and social media management work, never posted once about my business on social media. A lot of the ladies that I work with on my team do not market and promote their business on social media. Some of them do, but a majority of them don't. So don't let thinking that you have to have this massive social presence or grow a massive social presence hold you back from getting started. I'll see you guys next week. Now, just because the episode is over doesn't mean the knowledge party has to stop. Come hang out with me and thousands of other mamas in my free Facebook group. Just search Facebook for the Live Free Podcast Mastermind with Michaela Quinn, or go to the show notes. We have it linked there. And make sure you answer the questions so our gatekeeper knows that you want in. And don't forget, sharing is caring. If you are loving this podcast, please take a moment to share it with your friends. But make sure you tag me at Michaela.Quinn on Instagram and at Michaela Quinn on Facebook. See you next week.